It is that time of year again. The lists are starting. Have you noticed this?
Uh-oh. The end of the year.
Yeah, all the end of the year lists. The best this, the worst that. What's so funny is like the best of 2020. Give me a list of the best of 2020. What was good in 2020? But then you look at like television and movies and things like that. You're like, well, yeah, there was some good stuff to watch like on Netflix or whatever.
Tiger King. Anyway,
Tiger King. There you go. Anyway, this is very interesting. This is a little controversial. Everybody's talking about this today. The New York Times put up their 25 best actors of the 21st century. And they make it a point to tell you that Meryl Streep is not on the list. Okay? It's okay. A list of the best actors of all time. And they said that, here's the quote, "Just because you haven't seen a film or aren't familiar with an actor doesn't mean they aren't great. Mm-hmm. I hope people use this list as an opportunity to expand their horizons." So first I'm looking at it and I'm like, this is going to be a bunch of BS. But as I was looking through it, I was like, this is really interesting. And I kind of agree with a lot of it. Now, I'm just going to tell you the top 10. Before I get to the top 10, just know that in the top 25 are a ton of folks you've never heard of. But then also Melissa McCarthy, Willem Dafoe, Michael B. Jordan, Joaquin Phoenix, and Julianne Moore. Mm-hmm. Like, arguably five of the best actors of this generation. Michael B. Jordan is amazing. I remember, like, when I first saw him in The Wire.
You just think he's hot.
Well, no, he's young. I can't think he's hot. He's like my kid.
You like deep down think he's hot then.
He is hot. He is hot. Yeah, okay. But like, you know, but before he got to Black Panther, you know, he was a kid in The Wire. Mm-hmm. And then he was in, I think he was in 90210, like the second, remember they did a reboot of that?
Oh,
he's just so good. So, all right. So here is their, I'm going to tell you their top 10.
Okay.
Number 10, Saoirse Ronan.
Don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, Saoirse Ronan. Hang on,
just sounds like a song from the 80s. Saoirse Ronan.
No, you've heard of Saoirse.
Ronan.
If you Googled her, you'd know her immediately. So, Saoirse Ronan, very, very, very famous. I mean, I'm surprised you don't know who she is. She was in Atonement, The Lovely Bones, the movie version of Hannah, Brooklyn. She was nominated for 4 Oscars. 4. She was in Little Women. She was in Lady Bird. She was a lead in Lady Bird. Anyway, very, very young, big actress from Ireland. Saoirse Ronan is number 10 on their list. And I agree with that 100%.
Okay.
Viola Davis is number 9. But here's what's interesting about Viola Davis and their quote about her. They're going on and on about all the movies that she made and all that their love for her movie work. But damn, if she doesn't make How to Get Away with Murder the only reason to watch that terrible show, mm-hmm. like that should be like Viola Davis, the only reason to watch How to Get Away with Murder. That's all I needed.
Yeah, and she was the only reason to watch that.
She's a phenomenal actor. I mean, really tremendous. So I like that they were acknowledging all of her film work when I think her TV work is just as good.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. Somebody named Zhao Tao. I have no idea who she is, but apparently she is like the darling of the Cannes Film Festival. Like every time there's a Cannes Film Festival, they're like, and this starring Zhao Tao, and that starring Zhao Tao. So I've seen her name in some of the, like, you know, I read like Variety and Deadline and like, you know, all the film stuff. So I've seen her name, but I have never seen anything she's in. But apparently she's one of those actresses, and this is the purpose of this list. So now you'll go look up movies by Zhao Tao and be like, oh wow, she's amazing,
right?
Number 7, Tony Servillo, who's an Italian actor. I've never heard of him. I cannot help you.
Wow, somebody you don't know.
Yeah. And I don't know Zhao Tao. I just know her name from all the film things that I read, and I keep seeing her name come up, but I've never seen anything that she's ever been in. Tony Servillo, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. I have no idea who she is. Or who he is.
Okay.
It's a he. Here's what's interesting. This is one of my favorite actors, and I didn't realize he was my favorite actor until they started talking about him. He's a Korean actor. His name is Song Kang-ho. He played the father in Parasite, But he was also in this movie called A Taxi Driver that I just saw that was based on a real story. And it was an amazing movie. It's about this taxi. It's okay. So it's this taxi driver who's like not making any money. I think like his wife left him and the wife died. He's taking care of the kid. And so he's a taxi driver and he agrees to drive this journalist into like this big war area that's going on. He's not supposed to be there, but he's like, fine, I'll take you. And he ends up taking this journalist. This is based on a real story. He takes this journalist there. And while they're there, they get involved in all of the intrigue of the protests and the bombing and everything going on. He ends up like saving a bunch of people and finding other taxi drivers who are willing to like come save people and bring them out of it's this whole like South Korean history story. And I just happened to see it. Like I've been during COVID, I was like, well, let me get some film education going. And the Taxi Driver movie has been like, it's won a million Foreign Film Festival awards, like crazy. I kept seeing it coming up. I was like, fine, I'll watch it, uncle. It was amazing.
Was Parasite any good?
I loved Parasite.
Did it have the words on the bottom of the screen?
It did.
See, I can't with that. Okay, that's the reason why.
I didn't like it. And, you know, to be fair, I saw Parasite. Again, I'd seen it written about in all these film festivals. I went and saw it before it became the big phenomenon. And I'm not one of those people like, oh, I was in on it early. I never am. I just happened to get lucky where I went to go see Parasite and I was telling people about it, and they were like, is it a horror movie? And I was like, well, with the word Parasite, you would think so. And then it became, you know, the big phenomenon that it was.
That's anyway, been my nickname for you for 10 years.
Parasite.
Parasite. Yes.
Number five on the list. Not only do I not agree with, I think this is one of the worst actors. If you gave me a list of the top 10 worst actors, I would put Nicole Kidman on that list.
But that new TV show she's in, everybody loves.
The Undoing.
The Undoing. They say she's amazing. So
I love The Undoing. I really liked it, and I like Big Little Lies. But I am telling you, she's talentless. In my opinion, she does one thing. She has no range whatsoever. She makes the same face. Well, I can't even. Of course, she makes the same face. She's had so much Botox and so much work. The face doesn't move.
It's the only face she can make.
So, yeah, it's the only face she can make. It's like the face doesn't move. So that's the face that she makes. And just words come out of her mouth. And apparently she's acting. Mm-hmm. I just think that she's a terrible actress. And I'm not afraid to say it. And I've got friends that are like in the closet going, I hate Nicole Kidman. I shouldn't say it. I'm like, come out of the closet. Say how much you hate her. Come join me. So anyway, according to the New York Times, she's the fifth best actress of our generation. I do not agree. Number four is Keanu Reeves.
He is not a good actor. I mean, he does really good movies that have lots of action. Acting is not his strong point.
I was really surprised that they had him on the list, especially number four on the list of the top 25. And they actually started by saying, maybe you're surprised to find Keanu Reeves so high on this list, but ask yourself, have you ever been disappointed when he showed up in a movie? And can you name one film that has not been improved by his presence? And when you think about it, like, think about this. Think about Neo and John Wick and Ted Logan, like some of the biggest characters he's played.
John Wick is John Wick because of the action. And so is Matrix. So I think those parts are bigger than him because of how they're written and the action. I think you could have put anybody in that movie.
I don't think so. I think when you look at Point Break and The Devil's Advocate and the Matrix movies, I think the reason why they're so special is because he's very unique. You know, in fact, I remember like one of my favorite movies was always Parenthood, the movie version of it. I love the TV series as well, but the movie version. And I always thought that him with the shaved head, the crazy guy, you know, playing the boyfriend of Martha Plimpton's character, and the parents are supposed to hate him. But in the end, he ends up being like really loving and really loyal and probably the best parent out of all of them. He brings something so unique to those roles that, you know what? I agree. I would put him in my top 10 also. I think I agree with that part of the list. Number three, this one you would probably put on the list, Daniel Day-Lewis.
He would be top five, yeah.
Yeah, okay, iconic. I mean, he's done amazing work. Everything he's in, whether he's playing an American, a Scotsman, a Lincoln, he really is. There's nobody like Daniel Day-Lewis. His focus is like no one else. But he's number three on the list, which means that there are two people that the New York Times think
Cruise.
Are not on the list. Not even in the top 25.
Adam All Sandler. Right.
Not on the list.
Okay.
So number two on the list is going to be another actress that you've never heard of, but you've seen her in a lot of things and don't realize it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Her name is Isabelle Huppert. Okay. She's French. Okay. So during lockdown, my boyfriend was giving me a full movie education and he showed me a bunch of French movies because my family's French. My boyfriend speaks French. We thought, let's do a little French movie action. She's terrific. I saw like five or six movies that she was in. I was like, she's great. If you watch Call My Agent on Netflix, she's one of the stars of that. She's one of the stars of The Romanoffs on Prime. So if you saw either one of those things on Netflix or Prime, you saw Isabelle Huppert without even realizing it. Mm. And she's beautiful and talented. And interesting that they think that she is the number two best actress of the 21st century.
Number one?
I want you to guess who you think number one is.
Adam Sandler.
No. Again, not on the list.
Al Pacino.
Nope, not on the list.
Really? Well, then I don't like this list.
Okay, if you would say to me, who do I think the New York Times thinks is the best actor? Is the best actor of the 21st century? My guess would have been Tom Hanks.
Okay.
But they made it a point to tell us that Meryl Streep is not on the list. They didn't go for the obvious people.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the New York Times, and I think I kind of agree if you think about it, the greatest actor of all time, numero uno, is Denzel Washington.
I can see that.
He's not worked in 2 years, but they say that he should be in his own category. Like he can do Shakespeare or the blow stuff up movies equally great. Mm-hmm. Like he can play Othello and then he can play like the agent who shows up and like, you know, before the plane blows up.
Yeah. And that's true because when you watch an action movie with him, you're like, he's really good. Or if you watch something serious with him, you're like, he's really good. So I get that.
Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, the thing I love about Denzel Washington, he's always been one of my top five for sure. Like I'll see anything he's in. He has a very natural way about him. It's very likable. It's very natural. You feel like you never feel like he's acting. You always feel like he's just that guy. He was Malcolm X. He was the dude from the Pelican Brief. He was like he just embodies those characters, and you're not watching him act.
Leonardo DiCaprio, I would have to put on a list of one of the good ones. He should be top five.
The key to making money in a situation like this is to position yourself now before the settlement. Because by the time you read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late. And you wait. You wait. And whoever speaks first loses.
Leo DiCaprio, the reason why I'm going to say I agree with you is because when you look at the span of his work and the variety, so if you look at like Gilbert Grape, versus like Wolf of Wall Street and Inception. Those are three very different characters. And The Revenant. I mean, yeah, I think you're right. I think Leonardo DiCaprio does not get the respect. He gets the respect in Hollywood, but he doesn't get the respect with critics that he deserves.
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street by itself, I still think top three movies of all time.
Gatsby. I mean, he was amazing in that.
So on this list is Tom Hanks, Bobby D, Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson.
The obvious people.
Yeah,
over and
Dustin
over.
Hoffman. I mean, these people you have to put on the list.
I think Dustin Hoffman should always be higher on a list because, again, he's another guy that you've seen him, you know, if you watch his old classic movies like The Graduate or Kramer versus Kramer was he in? And then you see like Tootsie. That's what I mean. Like he's played a wide. I feel like Tootsie isn't Tootsie without Dustin Hoffman. And that's what makes you a great actor. If the movie doesn't exist without you in it, like Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire would not have been Mrs. Doubtfire without Robin Williams.
No, they wrote that for him.
Right. Good Will Hunting would have sucked without Robin Williams. So that's how you can tell you're a good actor. The movie would have sucked without you.
Sam Jackson. Why is he not number one?
Because he plays the same character over and over.
But he's brilliant at it.
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?